Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mission. And what an important broadcast it is today as the world just gets crazier and crazier and the private corporate world government comes out in the open. Our job gets a little bit easier, waking people up out of their stupor. But in a way, it actually makes it harder because some people will wake up now, but others will actually dig into worshiping corruption and slovenly servitude that much more and will defend the status quo because they don't want to admit those of us that warned them are right. Now, we are going to have open phones today, obviously, but I'm specifically, because I don't screen your calls, I'm specifically wanting to hear from folks in Iowa, poll watchers, Ron Paul activists, or people that support the other rhinos, and, of course, people that actually voted in the caucus, which is really just a glorified straw poll. The delegates are what matters, and basically Ron Paul ended up running away with it because he got as many delegates as the other two people. It was a statistical dead heat, but from all the polls I saw and the numbers and even CBS News admitting Ron Paul had, in many cases, 10 times the crowds of others, total rock star type atmosphere was the headline from CBS News yesterday. My gut is this was fraud. And LouRockwell.com has an article on it. Kurt Nemo has boiled it down in a big report at Infowars.com as well. Now, some will say, well, then why isn't Ron Paul saying that? He's saying, hey, third place is respectable. He's not even saying, hey, it's a statistical dead heat. We really got first place. I mean, the other guys won by a couple votes. There's a couple vote separation in all three of them, if you believe that. Why isn't Paul saying, hey, it's really a statistical dead heat? That's what Drudge called it last night. That's pretty much what it is. You've got them just a few votes. I've got the actual numbers here we'll go over. Just a few votes apart, then it's a statistical dead heat. Why did Paul say, hey, third is respectable? He is the type of guy who's a good sportsman. And he's going to, I mean, that's what he always does. And he's kind of the old-timer type, you know, who's dying of cancer, and they don't tell you. I'm not saying Ron Paul's got cancer. I'm saying, you know, old timers would have cancer and nobody knew till the day they died. Or old timers would have a heart attack and just not even call an ambulance. They just sit there and have it. Not wanting to bother people, basically, was that old timer type of view and perspective. And boy, I'll take an old timer anytime over this modern eugenics, New World Order that's really an old time tyranny. But the point is, Paul knows Paul will not engage in politics on issues. He will not mitigate what he's saying to have more of a pro-war stance, even though it would make him more popular with neocons. Rand will do it a little bit, but not much. But on the issue of election fraud, we saw this in New Hampshire 4 years ago. I mean, absolute bona fide, red-handed. Bev Harris was on the scene. Many other top experts have exposed documented fraud in past elections. It was going on, and Ron Paul wouldn't touch it. And that did disillusion a lot of people. And I've been warning folks this is coming up. Because you see the bumper stickers, you see the polls, you see the numbers, you see how scared the system is of him, and you think, well, he can't be stopped. Well, we can't be stopped from having him run and injecting sanity and real issues into the debate. But you better believe they're going to engage in fraud to keep him from getting elected. I've been trying to explain this to people all along. And, you know, the campaign will say, oh, well, that's preposterous. You know, we're going to win. Because they know that if they do admit to the fraud, people just won't vote anyways, thinking it's a throwaway the vote. Because there is a way they could be right. If he gets a big enough landslide, which is starting to build, it'll be very hard for them to engage in fraud. Bev Harris is coming up in the second hour, but your call's first. I'll give the number up and come back. folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Worldwide broadcast, simulcasting on XM channel 166, blasting out on more than 100 AM and FM stations, also simulcasting at WWCR 100,000 watt world service shortwave, and it's retransmitted in the evening 9 to midnight as well, and of course number one on the audio streams at Infowars.com and the podcast also in the Alex Jones Radio Show section of Infowars.com. We've also added a feature now where you can watch the show in a lower res window. You can't pay to have the really high res one out there for free. At Infowars.com, right there in the top right-hand corner, it says watch now. And then there's also audio selections there for you. And the way this broadcast grows, the way the awakening to the tyranny grows, is by folks spreading the word about this radio show. And obviously, most of you know that. But you hear the police and military and school teachers and bureaucrats and lawyers and doctors and farmers and oil field workers calling into this broadcast, and they always say, somebody gave me one of your films, a copy of it. We want people to get my films and make copies of them and give them out to people, like Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, or somebody told me about you on XM, or somebody told me about you in Infowars.com. That's how we're growing exponentially. And I wouldn't be fighting the globalist if I didn't know historically we can beat them. And the biggest thing in 2012 we're facing is that there is this self-fulfilling prophecy. There is this foregone conclusion fraud, this lie that is sold through the controlled Christian churches, but also through the New Agers and others, and through just popular culture, that the world is going to end because Nostradamus said so, or somebody twists the Bible, or the Mayans say that it's a, you know, end of the calendar in 2012. And the system is going to use that helplessness, that idea that people have of, oh, things are bad, it's just going to get worse, you can't change it. I mean, I hear that so often from people that are awake. They say, you're absolutely right, but what are you going to do? You're absolutely right, but nobody can change it. Or you're absolutely right, but it's all in the Bible. And that's why the system funds all of this. And I get so many emails and comments and letters every day saying 2012, 2012, and Alex, we're mad at you. 2012 is going to be the end of the world. You know, look at the Iran situation. Look at all the earthquakes. Look at all the tsunamis. Look at all the turmoil. Look at the depression. The globalists have had it on a time frame to have their world government totally completed by 2015 since the 1960s. And we've read the documents on air, we've written articles, we've made films, we've read the quotes, we've pointed you at that. I mean, I played you clips yesterday of the head of the EU, Von Rompuy, and others saying, we're setting up global governance through the economic crisis, world government is here. And they openly, through the World Council of Churches and others, fund these clergy response teams and the rest of it. Most preachers in America, they'll ask them, and they'll tell you, I can't talk about that if they're on the payroll. Or the denomination bosses above them are on the payroll and tell them, this is what you will teach, this is what you will say. We told you about this 3 years before it was declassified and came out on the news. Back then it was 50,000 preachers that had been recruited and paid to spy on their flocks and tell them to submit to government. That is off the charts creepyville. And that's the issue here. We're not dealing with just what I call a boss hog corruption. We're not dealing with some bid rigging and people hiring their families and, you know, stuff like that. That's bad enough because it always leads to new scams, new hustles, new frauds. Every cop I've ever talked to, whether they're a beat cop or a detective, and every Fed I've ever talked to, goes, of course, the government ships in the majority of the drugs. Of course, the mega banks launder the money. Yes, we know that. But there are criminals that then come into the vacuum and deal the drugs at the ground level who are involved in everything else. So would you rather us just let them run wild? See, the system creates the crisis and then offers the solution. If they fully implode us into total depression, which is the game plan, and bring in even more austerity, the public, most of them are going to not even really wake up. They're going to say, okay, you say you'll bring the good times back, we'll do whatever you say. Put troops on the streets. It's already happening in Illinois, already happening in Louisiana, already happening in other states. They're saying put troops on the streets as if that will fix everything. They know how to roll this stuff out. You're fighting very slick systems, but the moment you're not naive anymore, the moment you decide to start studying how they do this and how the social engineers work, you realize how ridiculous it is, and you also understand there's really no choice. People who think there's a choice or that you can go along with this corruption are living in a fantasy world. You can't make a deal with something like this. The globalists fundamentally seek to dumb down society, seek to create poverty, seek to create a post-industrial world in their own official UN documents, the State Department Memorandum 200 and Maurice Strong in 92 at the UN Climate Conference that is the model of the world today, and UNESCO through the UN that sets the policy for every industrialized nation and every third world nation they controls agenda. The globalists want bad things. It's one thing to have some big, fat, corrupt government pigs running things who just want to be rich and powerful. But throughout history, we've had some of those that still are arrogant and want to have a big wealthy country because they see it as their cash cow, so they want it to be healthy. And there's still some problems associated with that. This is not a form of corruption like that. This is a ultra off the charts, wicked, creepy and disgusting and sneaky and highly intelligent and nasty. And it sells an idea to all these petty, dumbed-down enforcers at every level of the bureaucracy that it puts in power to suppress the population. It puts all these people in place, and they think they're on the winning team when you're being targeted as well. You're having your future taken as well. Your food, your water is being tainted. And the globalists are so arrogant, the White House science czar writes about it. I saw a report today on Drudge. In fact, guys, I didn't see it in my stack. You may have had to reprint that. $500 million in tax money to Planned Parenthood that is the modern eugenics society. It's in U.S. News. Must have missed it. The point is that this is not something you can bargain with. This is not something you can join. You can join it in your mind and be delusional, but you still haven't joined it. You either decide to be devoured by the dark force of the New World Order, or you decide to gut up, face the facts, ask God into your life, and take action against evil. And heaven help those of you out there who don't realize this is a fight between good and evil. And I'm not saying you're going to find God in one of these churches. You're going to find the devil in most of them. You're going to find the spirit of the world, whatever you want to call it, the spirit of force, the spirit of oppression, the spirit of domination that wrecks civilizations and societies and is a nightmare. Everywhere there is goodness, there is prosperity. Everywhere there is evil, there is pain and humiliation and degradation, because that is what tyrants seek after. I get emails constantly and see comments and have talk show hosts say, okay, Alex, they are putting troops on the streets. They are saying they're going to start censoring people. But I have nothing to hide. They won't come after me. You are a fool. You are the very person it's coming after. All right, I'm going to stop preaching here because I have massive news, obviously. The toll-free number to join us, if you're from Iowa and you witnessed what happened there and you want to comment on what happened there with Ron Paul coming in a statistical dead heat photo finish. I mean, I've got the numbers here. There was just a few dozen votes between the three of them. I mean, this was photo finish where, but the instant replay is a hologram because there's clear evidence of fraud. And then you ask the question, why isn't Ron Paul saying that? Because he can't even quote George Herbert Walker Bush calling for a new world order. The media says he's a liar. That doesn't exist. Just like CNN said 4 years ago, there is no Trans-Texas Corridor. Ron Paul is insane. You can find that clip. There are billboards everywhere all over Texas. Open announcements, Trans-Texas Corridor TV and radio ads, part of the NAP, the Superhighway, Department of Transportation, and they went on CNN and said he is a liar. It does not exist. So obviously Ron Paul knows that if he comes out and admits fraud, that will, A, run off people that are going to vote in New Hampshire, and, B, the controlled corporate media that still has a lot of childlike people following it will laugh at him and say, see, he's crazy. He said the sun came up this morning. He said ducks quack. He said black is black and white is white. He said up is up and down is down. He said left is left and right is right. He said grass is green, sky is blue. He's insane. Because for those in the zombie trance, it is funny. Oh, look, Ron Paul says Israel created Hamas. It's only an absolute fact admitted by the Knesset and in every Israeli newspaper and the Wall Street Journal. Ha! It's so funny. So, see, he knows. He's just trying to desperately get to the zombies and somehow wake them up. But you can't tell a two-year-old about calculus. You're lucky if the two-year-old can recognize the letter A or B or C. And so he's dealing with brain-damaged children. That's what the average American is, literally a brain-damaged child in a childlike state. Their brainwaves are at trance level. We're here trying to help Matrix victims. Now, I'm going to come back, start taking your calls on Iowa, then I'll give you my take on what happened and go through the big stack. We're going to go right to your calls on the other side. Stay with us.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, after I take calls from Iowa and get folks taken out there, I will get into CNN had a member of the armed services, the Army on from Afghanistan, who'd been in for a decade. And he was talking about Ron Paul and how he supported him and how most of the troops did and how we don't need a war via Iran and Israel with the U.S. involved. And they cut the feed. It is so obvious. That is the message they're scared of getting out. In all the polls, you've seen them. In all the numbers, and the fact that Ron Paul gets the majority of donations more than all the other candidates combined, including Obama, not just Republican candidates, from the military, they still run that hoax of, well, you can't support Ron Paul because The troops don't like him. Again, this is known deceivers talking to you like you're an idiot. And I always mention this. One big evidence of fraud is the fact that every year, as long as I can remember, right before the school year, they go on every TV, every radio, every newspaper, and say, it's the law, you've got to take all these shots to go to school. There is no law. They know there's no law. It is premeditated fraud. Here's the Buenos Aires Herald. GSK lab find of a vaccine test that killed 14 babies. GlaxoSmithKline has basically admitted to it, and the government's fined them. But the point is, every few months I see an article out of Poland or Russia or Japan or an African country, Nigeria, where, well, yes, at the facility, 50 people were given it and 35 died within hours. And next door they gave it to people and they died. And I just constantly see these articles where they're just killing people. And then it'll be, oh, actually, it accidentally was live polio and spread and killed thousands. No big deal. CBS News. I mean, and then it's we're kooks because we don't want to take the vaccines. And we've got some shooting of a teenager by the cops. I've got that just happened. I've got to go over that. I've got Iran saying, don't bring your aircraft into the Gulf or else we only warn you once. And the Pentagon saying, we're going to come right back in with the carriers as we always do. Iran, we know that the current leadership was put in power in 79 and the CIA helped them get in there. This is on record. And a lot of scholars believe Iran at the leadership level still is involved with the globalists. They're not really on the same team, but they do little dirty deals like Iran-Contra. I mean, that's on record. Our government shipping them all the missiles and weapons. Covertly, so Jimmy Carter wouldn't get elected. And then as soon as Reagan got in, the CIA said, here's the weapons. I mean, it was all staged. And I'm not saying I like Jimmy Carter. I'm just, these are facts. Facts are stubborn things. And all of this is unfolding. And now Iran's head of intelligence comes out a month ago and says, if you attack us, we're going to attack New York and Tel Aviv with asymmetrical sleeper teams, and we're going to bring firefights to your towns. I mean, that is the worst thing Iran could say. Because now the globalists can stage terror attacks whenever they want and have Iran saying that. Or maybe Iran will really do it, because Iran is on the verge of having their government overthrown. 70%+ of their population hates the mullahs. And every analyst out there says an attack on Iran will actually prop up the mullahs for decades more. Maybe that's what this is about. Benjamin Netanyahu gets to have a war and get reelected. Obama gets to have an October surprise and get elected coming up in the election. Think about this, how sick this is. And the mullahs get their infrastructure bombed, but so what? They get to stay in power because the foreign enemy attacked them. I mean, we know that went on. But I'm telling you more and more, that's got to be what's going on here. Or the mullahs are completely insane. And then that adds credence to what people in Israel are saying. I mean, if you've got Iran saying, if your aircraft carrier comes back through international waters again, look out. And you've got the head of their intelligence agency saying to the world in a press conference, we'll attack New York, we'll attack Tel Aviv, we'll attack. And I went and looked it up. It was on Press TV. They officially said it. I never even told people about this, but 2 years ago, the official letterhead came in here. You know, they always get Americans to go over there to Iran for these conferences. I got invited to go be over there. Like, are you kidding? Those guys probably work for the New World Order. I'd probably disappear if I went over there. I think people are crazy that go over there and be part of those things. Again, I'm against wars. I'm not for the leadership of Iran. All right. I'm coming back, going right to your calls from Iowa. I haven't even given you really my take yet on what's going on there because it's sophisticated. And Bev Harris, the top expert on election fraud, is going to be joining us coming up. She made the documentary Black Box Voting. It was on HBO. And years later, it was confirmed that she was right with her analysis. Ohio was confirmed election fraud. I mean, this stuff goes on. Went on with Kennedy in Chicago. It goes on now. And it went on in Iowa.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, a lot of the experts are reporting that they've seen evidence of fraud. LewRockwell.com has reports out on that. USA Watchdog reporter was also on Coast to Coast AM last night saying that there's been some evidence of that. The biggest point here is that they did count it in secret, something that hasn't been done before, and whoever comes out of Iowa is the front runner. So if they're going to steal Iowa from Ron Paul, why not just crush him? Well, because then it's too obvious, as Bev Harris will break down next hour. When you have finagling going on, especially in a place like Iowa, where it's old-fashioned and hard to rig it, you've got to have cash change hands. You've got to get people to change their vote that way. You've got to just here and there change the numbers a little bit in key precincts that you've got your people in to be able to do that. And that's why the three winner in statistical dead heat, with Romney on top, Santorum, and then Paul just a couple votes beneath it. And now going into New Hampshire, I've got three polls today showing Ron Paul in second place and growing as people learn about Romney being for abortion, open borders, carbon taxes, gun control, riding Obamacare. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this might as well just elect Obama. At least we know he's a bad guy. And so Ron Paul is saying, hey, nothing shameful in being in third place. He's going to take the high road of a fair sport because he doesn't want to discredit upcoming primaries, even though he knows that there's stuff going on. That's why they got poll watchers there. They're spending a massive amount of money with paid staff and volunteer coordination at all these precincts for a reason. Okay. But he understands that if they can get more momentum going and get a landslide, which he was building towards, growing several points a day until they came out with the racism stuff and the that he wants to barbecue gay people lies and, you know, that he, you know, all this other crazy stuff and doesn't want a space program and, you know, the rest of it. All of that came out and was only able to stop his rise. 10 years ago, the establishment would destroy somebody. They'd be down at one point with this type of attack. So they're losing their power to sway people. And with more and more Americans, a mainstream media endorsement is like the plague. It's like being endorsed by Jeffrey Dahmer or something. You don't want it. So here's a few of the headlines, and I'm going to your calls. Ron Paul may have secretly won the Iowa caucuses. Business Insider breaks down the fact that he got as many of the delegates as the others did, as Santorum and Mittens Romney. Continuing, Ron Paul's Iowa finish, biggest fraud since Kennedy stole the West Virginia primary. Kurt Nemo has an article breaking down what's posted at LouRockwell.com. Following Ron Paul's suspicious third-place finish in Iowa, Lou Rockwell posted remarks by Brad Funkhauser, who we're going to try to get on the show. Quote, I've been following Iowa GOP vote counts for a long time. They are being slow-walked in 2012. Yeah, they did come in. I looked it up a lot later than they did the last few times. Always not a good sign. And counted in secret because Anonymous was threatening to shut it down, the same, quote, Anonymous group protesting Ron Paul. You know who that dog's trying to go after. Negotiations are on. Cash is changing hands. Remember that Republican insider that we played the clip from, that Fox pundit analyst, you know, where she's like, oh, the party elite isn't going to let it happen. It's going to be taken care of. You watch. Yeah, the polls don't matter now. Apparently, GOP chieftains are persuading by one means or another, Perry and Bachman people who hold considerable sway over large blocks of votes to switch to Romney and Santorum, leaving Ron in the dust. Also, abusing suddenly lax ID registration may have created many fake votes. I saw that on CNN yesterday for neocons. Santorum and Romney. Santorum has no organization, never drew over 100 people. I saw it was like five people, and they said, shut up, Santorum, we're watching the football game. Santorum has no organization, never drew over 100 people during his entire campaign. Of course, he did bribe and receive the benediction of what the family leader, who demands $1 million, where they are to distribute it in part to cronies. This is the biggest fraud since Kennedy stole West Virginia primary. Perry had built a pretty big organization and had around 13% of the vote. He drew far larger crowds than Santorum and ends up with just 10%. Did these votes go to Santorum? Santorum didn't earn the 24% of the vote. So, yeah, it's the old-fashioned Chicago model is what they're bragging about what was done here. Here's another one that we're going to your Iowa calls for people to break down what they saw and what they think. Ron Paul comments on mysterious tweet sent from his campaign account. That's a diversion. Paul says on third party finish, nothing to be ashamed of. Again, he's taking the high road. Continuing, Mittens Romney, meaningless Iowa caucuses now herald Romney's ascent to nomination. That's Aaron Dykes' view. Sarah Palin warns GOP, don't ignore Ron Paul after Iowa. That's a Aaron Dykes article breaking that down. Also, the big takeaway from Iowa, 75% of Republicans don't want Mitt Romney. Another report here, Al Gore encourages voters to dismiss Ron Paul as a silly candidate. You got Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Barack Obama, everybody attacking Ron Paul. What does that tell you? He's good, folks. They're scared. Continuing, Romney versus Paul. Experts agree, a GOP contest now, a two-horse race. New poll, Ron Paul retained strong second place in New Hampshire, and that's in Cook polls. It just goes on and on. I'll go to your calls from folks in Iowa in this first round of calls or so before Beth Harris joins us. After you hear a caller hang up, it's your chance, if you're in Iowa and witness something, to call in. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Of course, the websites are prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.com, and infowars.com. Let's go to Marcus in Iowa. Marcus, thanks for holding and calling in. What's your view on this?
In my district, I was in 16th. Everyone gave a 5-minute speech about why they should vote for so-and-so. Ron Paul's delegate was the last one. When she got done speaking, the crowd went insane. Right then, I was like, oh, we got this. Don't have to worry. So we voted, and he got 23%. The next person in line got 16%. There was another another caucus across the hall. Ron Paul got 17%. Next one got 11%. Ron won both. Rick Perry had people from Texas trying to sway votes. And they were walking around in Rick Perry patches, stickers everywhere. So I called him out on Rick Perry doing TSA and about the forced inoculations. He said they were lies. So I pulled up on my phone, CNN, you know, dailypoll.com also. And I said, well, do these people lie? He's like, well, Paul does. I said, well, about CNN? He smiled and left.
Yeah, no, these are delusionally mentally ill people who they invest themselves in the candidate and will buy any lie they're told. Like these Obama supporters, I saw on YouTube without even looking over 100 video responses to my Obama signs martial law bill that's got about 400,000 views right now, because you can actually type in the headline into YouTube and see the actual number. And then you go to our page, it only says like 230,000, but you can actually see it with that trick by just entering it in and seeing it in the search engine. But that's a side issue. The point is, because I mentioned it's got that many views, people say, no, it has 230,000 or whatever. No, you put its headline into the YouTube search engine, and then you'll see the actual number or one of the latest updates. Just a trick for people to learn how to do this. But there was over 100 video responses that I saw, and it was mainly black folks. And most of them were saying, well, we don't think Alex Jones is bad, but he needs to leave Obama alone. So what? He went back on his word and signed the NDAA, but he's not going to use it on citizens and secretly arrest us. And again, it's this identity thing of, you know what, I support him, and so my power is tied up in him. No, he's a teleprompter-reading devil that works for the New World Order, just like George W. Bush or Mittens Romney or Devil Gingrich or any of these people. These are puppets. And these people that, I mean, I've seen it. You can pull up the Perry press conference from 2007 where he said, my executive order says it's the law. All girls 12 years old or older report for your Gardasil shot. It's the law. And I had to go on air and say, it's a hoax, folks. There's no law. He just made it recommended to the health department. The schools are lying. And a year later, the legislature had to pass a law that just said there is no law. And you can find hundreds of articles. Just type in Rick Perry executive order, Gardasil. And I've been on radio shows, and they've called me a liar. And even when I say, okay, pull this up, they just laugh at me. You're right. Because when they run a hoax and get caught saying it's the law, you got to take it, then they don't want that brought up, that they're a bunch of liars. I mean, these are hardcore scum. I mean, they tell people on radio and TV and print it's the law, when they know it's not. That's a criminal. That's a con artist. So you're saying, and that's what a lot of reports are saying, and people on the ground, that almost everybody they talk to, and that's what CBS said, rock star treatment, that it looked like he was going to landslide win. And Darren McBreen, one of our reporters here at InfoWars Nightly News, he said, I think he might win by maybe a half point or something last night. I said this on TV before the results had come out, because it's too obvious. If they steal it big from him because he's going to win with such a landslide. And I said off air to him, I said, no, I think he's going to come in third or fourth place. And I'm on record telling the crew that last night. I went on air and gave McBreen's prediction. I said, but they don't want to totally devastate him because then that's too obvious they stole it. Now, see, if it was a mega landslide, they would have had to let him win. But what's your gut, Marcus?
As far as if there was a fraud?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I guarantee it. Everyone I talk to, and I know quite a few people, are constant. You know, Ron Paul's away. Last night, I went with two of my family members and two of my friends, and then to the left of me, a couple came in. The guy's wearing a Ron Paul shirt. He sits down, and we start talking. He said some key things. I said, "You're Alex Jones, listener, aren't you?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Every day." I said, "Same here." So then we.
Now, that's the same deal as Ron Paul said 4 years ago. Half of his support then and now is this radio show. And that's why he still comes on here, even though some of his staffers, most of his staffers are listeners, but there's like a 30% contingent that are kind of rhino-ish, and they, you know, the little kids, literal kids, and they just sit around pontificating about how he needs to be more like Mitt Romney to win, and that's just not the case. Ron Paul knows where the audience is, and Ron Paul knows the government is criminal and the CIA deals drugs, and he says it. Ron Paul is just like me. He knows the truth. He's smart, period. I appreciate your call. Sad to hear that that's what you got there, Marcus. Let's hurry now to the other calls. Doug in Iowa, then Vincent, Alaric, and Jonathan and others. Go ahead, Doug. You're on the air.
Okay. I was the secretary in our precinct. One thing we had to do was have a lot more forms printed at the Radisson's desk for crossover voters. There were a lot of Democrats that came in and crossed over. We ran out of forms because you can register at the counter when you come in. Now, we were registering people for three different precincts there, so they didn't all come into the same precinct that I was going into at the next step. Now, our voting went Ron Paul 19, Romney 5, Santorum 5, Newt Gingrich 4, and one write-in. So he got about 60%. We photographed it to send it into...
Yeah, my gut analysis from tracking it is that Ron Paul probably got 50%, and that's what the crowd show. It may even be above 50. So, of course, they had to then make a statistical dead heat. And, of course, what's the chances of that? This is pure baloney. Okay, I didn't fall off a turnip truck yesterday. So what are people in Iowa saying? Are they buying this then?
Well, the areas that seem to come through the strongest for Santorum and Romney were the areas that Ron Paul did not have observers to photograph the vote.
Oh.
The smaller towns is where they did the best. And I my son works for a military contractor here in Iowa, and he was a Ron Paul supporter, but the day before the straw poll, doggone, he switched his vote to Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, I know. That was the diatribe on talk radio that she's the real conservative. No, ladies and gentlemen, launching more wars while we're bankrupt is not conservative. Supporting the secret arrest of citizens disappearing into spider holes is not conservative. It's downright authoritarian, flaming tyranny.
Got him back to supporting Ron Paul all through Christmas. And doggone, day before the caucus, which is the Santorum. I think that they tell their people in these places to who they're going to vote for.
No, did you hear that Republican analyst, a Fox News analyst that we played yesterday saying, don't worry, the party officials are going to take care of it. He will not win.
Yeah, well, there's an interesting piece on Crash, Are You Ready? With Santorum's reverse speech, where he's talking about the Iowa caucus people kind of in their pocket in his reverse speech.
Well, who knows if there's anything to that. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Vincent in Iowa. You're on the air. Vincent, thanks for holding.
Well, I was a precinct captain in Precinct 4 in Council Bluffs, Pottawatomie County, Iowa. And Precincts 1 through 5 all took first place for Ron Paul. Many of the precincts in the more urban area of Council Bluffs in town was taken for Ron Paul. He got first. Something we noticed is at the after party when we met up with many of our other precinct captains in the county is that it was mostly the rural areas in the county that Ron Paul probably got third or fourth place. Or
and there's two ways to look at that, and I think it's both. That's where it's easier to engage in fraud, as the last caller said, because there's not people there to watch it. There's easier to have payoffs there, as we know some evidence is starting to show what's going on. But more importantly, I've actually been in a hot tub in Hot Springs, Arkansas, with a bunch of old people and at the pool when I was up there a few months ago doing a story. And a bunch of them didn't know who Ron Paul was. So, yeah, people that only watch television, they wouldn't know who Ron Paul was.
Yes, I would agree with that. And the fact that we actually had boots on the ground here for the last year or 6 months here in Council Bluffs. And we've been able to hit all the churches. We've been able to talk to people one-on-one. We've canvassed all over Council Bluffs. We've phone-called people in Council Bluffs. We did mailings to people all over in Council Bluffs. And, you know, many of the precincts in Council Bluffs, you know, we won for Ron. But once you get out in the rural areas where we don't have boots on the ground and we didn't have volunteers out there, going door-to-door, making phone calls, talking to their neighbors, talking to their, fellow churchgoers.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Que me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de improviso el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar al cielo infinito.
Okay, we are back taking your phone calls. And we were talking to Vincent in Iowa. Look, we need to get even more people to New Hampshire to ensure that Ron Paul wins. And then people say, well, wait a minute, there's fraud. if there is enough of a landslide, they can't engage in that. And Ron Paul has been gaining momentum. And these attacks are going to wear off. They were able to stop his momentum and stop his growth at that point, from what I've basically seen. But now it's starting to wear off, and the momentum's kicking in again. And so much is going to happen financially in the next 6 months or so, validating everything Ron Paul has said. And we win by just having him in there. And we've got to reach out to people. They're calling mainly seniors and saying, you know, Ron Paul's going to get rid of your Social Security. And he said he wouldn't do that. He would try to create a new system for young people and then phase out the old, which is already bankrupted. They're already stealing your Social Security by devaluing the dollar. That's the thing about these banksters. Look at the austerity in Europe. It's already coming here. But they do have the dependent now. People whose money they took their whole lives, now the government keeps them dependent. And it's disgusting. Vincent, I've got a call to action. I mean, we need to get everybody to New Hampshire because, as you said, wherever you had boots on the ground, he won. But in the areas where folks are living in la-la land, you were unable to. But I think it's more than that. I think it's also fraud because there's a lot of old-timers and people that also support Ron Paul.
Well, I also want to mention that during the final vote count in my precinct, we had precinct captains that were there to specifically witness the vote count. So at least in my precinct, in the precincts that we had 1 through 5, which is at the junior high, the same location, we can say there was no voter fraud there. And the reason being, because we were right there to witness it. And we was also there to witness the chairman call into the state GOP to announce the results of that those precincts. Now, in the rural areas where we don't have precinct captains to witness the votes, that's, you know, there's a big possibility that there could be election fraud there because there's none of our people there to witness the vote. So, you know, I can say it didn't happen in my precinct, but out in the rural areas, it is possible.
Well, we've also had all these analysts and people bragging about it, so they're very arrogant. Thank you so much, Vincent. Jonathan in Iowa, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good morning, brother. I'm calling from Johnson, Iowa.
Welcome.
I'm in Camp Dodge at the moment. My MOS is 11 Bravo Infantry National Guard. I smell vote fraud. Man, are they disgusting for cutting off that live feed off of my fellow military brother. The minute he mentioned Israel and the issues of the useless war, he mentioned, you know, something that kind of woke me up. And I realized, you know, the media is full of crap. Recently, Alex, I was...
Sir, we got to let you go. I appreciate your call, but we can't sit there and just delay people out. We cannot use profanity here on the show, okay? And if you want to get cut off, that's the best way to do it. Let's go to another call in Iowa. I understand you're angry. We're on FCC stations, FCC-controlled. Alaric in Iowa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was actually, I think, in the same junior high as... caller before last. I was watching District 7 and 9. It seemed really fishy the way things were going on. The representatives only got 1 minute to vote. People who had caucused before said that they had seen in years past where there was actually a debate that went on. That was not allowed this time. Instead of being having hands raised, there was a ballot process where you actually handed in your ballot.
Yeah, no, you stay there. Exactly. They did everything different this year, and that's the big giant red flag. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.